I just want to call your attention to one interesting thing. We had here in the Rayas, the Shashluchu Sha'odim Kamoisai. So on Mem Aleph of Beis, we had the Raya of I should start over.
No, it's all right.
On Mem Aleph of Beis, we brought the Raya of the Pasuk said, Shachtu Yisrael Kol Kol Ades Yisrael. So it says Kol Kol Ades Yisrael, even only one person shechts. So it's a raya shulchan the kambaisoi. So Reb Kiva Egan Gilyan Hashas brings Rashi from this past week's parsha, which is an amazing thing, because this past Shabbos was parshas Emor. Parshas Emor, we started learning the Sukkah Shulchan Aruch Kamoisai the week of Parshas Emor. And Rashi of Parshas Emor brings a Raya to Shulchan Aruch Kamoisai, which Rabbi Kiveg is bringing down over here. Rashi says in the Pasuk, by Skila, they all stone him. Rashi says, they didn't all stone him. They all stood there. Rashi says, they were all there. So he says, which our Gemara does not bring this Raya. Rashi's quoting the Torah's Koyanim. In Torah's Koyanim, they bring a Raya from there. Not our Gemara doesn't bring a Raya from there. But Gishmat was that parsha that we saw the Sugya. Kiveg is bringing it because it's similar to the Drosha of our Gemara, but it's a different Drosha. Rashi and Chumash, Taka brings it. Okay. Yeah? It's a Baskol. Omer Nachman of Shmuel. Now back to where we were. Omer Nachman of Shmuel. You saw him. You saw him that are splitting up the nechassim of their fathers, and these yisayim are still katanim. Bezin appoints for them an apotropis. What do you call that in English? Power of attorney or a guardian or whatever. He represents them. He has a legal koyach to make decisions for them. And you know, so each Yosem, you know, gets his, you know, they choose for him a chelik yofet. When they grow up, they can be moichen and say, no, I didn't want that, I wanted this. Rav Nachman, now that's Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel. Rav Nachman himself argues on Shmuel, and he holds, why? If you let them be moichet, then the koich of Bezin, to appoint the apotropos, doesn't have so much power, because the Yisrael can always go against it. So Nachman says they can't be moichet. Directing him out, Umi Yisrael, or Nachman, Im Kein, Makoich Bezin Yofet, does Nachman really hold that svara? But Nan, Shema Deyonim, Shepirsu Shtos, or Yisiru Shtos. When the Deyonim evaluated the property, right, the valuing property of the Loiva to pay back the Malv, right? And they evaluated it, Shaloi Midaitoi, right, without the Loiva's Das. So if they were off by a sixth, you know, either more or less, right, they confiscated the Loiva's Kark and sold it. That's what they did, because the Loiva was refusing to pay. So if they were off by a sixth, more or less, Mechon Batel, the Mechon is Batel. Why Mechon Kaim? They were off. So Shem Galil explains his svara, because imkain makoyich bezin yofav. Amar Rav Chanina Rechinin Rechinin Amar Rav Nachman Halacha Gidei Chacham, which means Rav Nachman doesn't hold of the svara. He does not hold of the svara imkain makoyich bezin yofav, and yet we see by the upper chopper's case he does hold of it. So it's a steer in Rav Nachman. Loi kasha, it's not a steer. When the Mishnah, what the Shem Galil is talking about, where they made a mistake. When they clearly made a mistake, there Rav Nachman agrees to the Chachamim that you're allowed to be moicha, that the Mecher is batel. But when they did not make a mistake, but by the Apotropos case, we have no reason to say the Apotropos made a mistake. Yeah? So then, you can't be moicha. One second. If in the Apotropos case, they never made a mistake, so what kind of Limchais are we talking about? What does it mean? Limchais what? He didn't do anything wrong. So everything, the Limchais, Baruchais. And Rinami didn't make an objective mistake. like the Bezna did with the evaluation, but the Yavsim Kintaina, I didn't want it on the north side, I wanted it on the south side, because I have a field next to the part on the south side, and that's much better for me to have it next to each other. So that's what it means, Chodin L'mchois. So there Nachman says, sorry, you can't be Meicha. In as much as they didn't make a mistake, you can't be Meicha. The other case was, but they did make a mistake. Tois was pointed out that you could have had a different you could have had even a more simpler teretz. The Gemara could have had a more simpler teretz. You could have said, Pasha, even if the Abitrobas didn't make a mistake, that's somewhat where it's less than a sixth. And the Mishnah somewhat where it's a sixth. You don't have to come on to your choil and choil. You could keep it more Pasha. The Taka made a mistake. But it's less than a shtus, less than a shtus. Everybody agrees that you can't be Meicha. Even the Chachamim would agree that the Mechris stays. So that's a teretz of the steer also. But Nachman has said there, you can't be Meicha, it's less than a sixth. Rav Nachman who agrees with the Chachamim over here, that's where it's a sixth. Good, the Baldic. Why didn't the Gemara say the simpler teretz of Tosfos? I don't know. Why did the Gemara want to say that? I don't know.
Says
it's better than the words, but no, what instead of saying Loto, why didn't the Gemara just say? I mean, that's what Tyson is really saying. It didn't, it could have said differently, could have Tanka said differently. Instead of Loto, just say less than a sixth, ha, sixth. Okay, maybe. I have no idea, but it says in the side.
It's the evaluation. Then.
Yeah, that's the case they were told. Yeah. Okay, right.
I think
Amram Nachman, ha'achen shechoku achen, which split up the Yerusha, ve'en k'lekuchos. They're like l'kuchos. They have the halachas of l'kuchos. What does it mean they have the lochas of the kuchos? The gabi what? It's a nafkamina. What? Ah. I mean, that's the hemshich of the thing. It's yeah, okay. I thought it was going to get all the lochas too, maybe, but fine. Yeah. So we treat them like we treat them, in other words, if we have, you can put the hat. If you have a tfusas abayis, you have a state, yeah, and one ach takes this, chelek, and the other ach takes that chelek. So what we really do it as is, we both owned all of it, right? No, we both owned all of it, and I purchased your chelek on this part, and you purchased my chelek on that part. So it's like it really is lekuchos. It's a mecher. That's what we look at it. So therefore, since it's a mecher, she's right. So therefore, since it's a mecher. Therefore, it goes by the law, the regular halachas of Aynah, which is Pachas Mishros, if he gives them less than a sixth of the wrong value for it. It was evaluated less than a shtos wrong. Nik the Mekach, it's koin. Yes, so it's just more than a sixth, but the Mekach. Shtos, if it's exactly a sixth, Kone umachs Aynah. The Mekach is koin. We don't say but the Mekach. However, you must return the Aynah, the part which is above and beyond the proper value. The shtos, correct. You return that shtos. But the Mecca is not bottled because of that. The Mecca is bottled. Okay. So, Amar Rava. Hodam run pogan mishtos nikn mekach less than a shtos than mekach is kayim le omen ed loy el de loy shabi shliach. That's only if one of the achim did not send a shliach to do it. Aval shabi shliach, but if he sent a shliach to do it, omen let's kuni shtatich v'lo labosi. I sent you to help me, not to mess me up. So therefore you were not mekayim your shlichus. So if you weren't mekayim your shlichus, it's batel. Your shlichus is batel. So therefore, it would not be nikna mekach. It would be botra mekach. Even though it's less than a shtos. Yeah? And he did it himself, so, okay, it was a mistake, but it's less than a shtos. But if the shliach did it, so it's a bitter on the shlichus. The shliach didn't do what he's supposed to do. So the bitter on the shlichus, the whole matter becomes bottled then. So Tois is bothered.
If in general halacha, you view rest of the shdus as that's called material.
What? Yeah, that's true. In Hilchas Choshe Mishpat, it's true. But in Hilchas Shlichas.
Okay, but why should they? It's in the Mochia.
Okay, so.
Why should he lose out?
That's the risk he took, but you don't want the Shlich. Oh. Yeah, that you were saying also the other day. Yeah. So, yeah. If you know there's halacha and you're afraid of what's going to happen, so don't deal with the shliach. I don't know. Take that risk, yeah. But technically speaking, I have a right to say, it's only if you fulfill my shliach. My shliach. Yeah.
What I'm saying you need to do is to give you some price that I want. What I do?
No, but I sent you to get me the right deal. And you got taken for, you know, an eighth less of the value. So Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, that's acceptable. But what I sent you to do, that's unacceptable.
And there's an implicit risk on the seller's part.
On the other guy, I guess so. I guess so. If he knows he's dealing with the shliach, then he knows that even if we're off by less than a sixth, this guy could be mabato the deal. What, to send the shliach?
To set up a society or a system whereby a guy has second thoughts and says, hey, you know what?
No, but it's not second thoughts. He got
100.
What?
It's 1/100 of the value.
So maybe there's a limit to it. I don't know. Maybe there's a little. He says,
"If I'm paying the shliach, and say I'm paying you, and I say I don't want to pay you because you messed up, I understand.
No, he's saying, no, he's not saying that. He's saying he didn't fulfill the shlichus.
I was thinking if you're working against the shliach, you want to like make a condition. I'm only doing a deal with you if you're willing to make the shliach."
Yeah, you might be able to do
that. You could make a condition.
Okay, so maybe you could. Maybe you could. Right. So we're talking about without. It's not, right. Exactly. Actually, if you made such a tonight, it would work. But inherently, it's not true. So Tois is asking like this. He says, Vim Toimai. It says in the Gemara in Ksubis, Shliach Kaman, Rav Amar Rav Nachman, Shliach Kidayonin. The shliach like the dayan. Mashma, the pocket mishtus hamekach kaim gedayonim. It's mashma. The shliach is no different than the dayan. Just like by the dayanim, if they're off by less than a sixth, that's kaim. So to the shliach, it's kaim. That's what the Gemara in Ksuba seems to be saying. The Rava gufei ko amar hacha. Now, who's that talking in Ksuba? It's Rava. It's Rava Mar Rav Nachman. The Rava gufei ko amar hacha. And who's our Gemara? Our Gemara is Rava. Amar Rava. Rav himself says over here, "The Shabbat Shliach, Motzi Ma'alid, Kunei Shadzicho, Mashu Na Mekach Bato, Ap Apachus Mishtos." We have a steer in Rav. Rav and Ksubis saying the Shliach has the same koyach as the Dayanim. Meaning to say is even less than, as long as it's less than a six, it's good. Here, Rav himself is saying Pakert. So the first teretz is easy. Don't some Rav Mishum to Rav Nachman Kamar, but Leil Lesfirulei Vakum Mishum to Namshe. Which is true. Over there, it's Amar Rav, Amar Nachman. Here, it's only Amar Rav. And we find many times, we even had it just now in Amar Aleph, what? With Amar Nachman and Shmuel, that just because one Amar is quoted, the other one doesn't mean he agrees. So Rav himself argued, okay, that's Rishbam's territory. So Ben Tam Mepharish, to us, Amar B'Shliach HaDayonin, Da Amur Rabban Aliyo is Kamoyisum, V'Hoch Amar B'Shliach D'Shav Yadukach Ba'atzmoy. That Gemara is the shlich of the Dayanim. So there, the Dayanim give him a koyach. Well, I guess they're bonan, they say. Maybe that's, you know, that already is even more mistaber. Meaning, it's kind of like you were saying before, but even more. It can't be that the Dayanim will make a shliach and that could be thrown off. What did the Dayanim make the shliach? The Dayanim are saying, whatever he says, we're masking to. So that, you can't, that, if it's Balkh's Mishnos,
But Rabbi Yonatan is saying that if Dayan avoided the Shliach,
he has the koyach of the Dayan.
So then why isn't my Shliach the same as me?
No, because that's only a din in the Dayanim. They only did that in the Dayanim.
Why? Because I'm also. I did a deal, and I was less than a Shliach.
Yeah.
Then I couldn't undo the deal.
Why not?
Because that's a din of Onah.
You have a look at... Yeah, but you...
I'm
no,
okay,
no.
I can't undo the deal.
But you say, my shliach didn't do. No, because by dayanim, once the dayanim send the shliach, so the pshat is they're saying they're masking to whatever he said. That's their what?
Okay, well, if they've less than a shliach, then I said okay.
No, but it's not that they're not. It's more than that. It's that they are the dayanim. So they're coming to make a din. They can't make a din and then like say, oh yeah, we're changing that. They come and make a din, so they're giving their shliach the full koyach of making that din. Or somebody, one of the litigants happens to send the shliach, so he's only sending the shliach in as much as he's going to help him. He's not going to help him. He's not going to help him. He's not doing the shlichus. By the dayanim, they gave, that's what he's saying, but the dayanim themselves, they gave an extra koyach. Which makes sense, because by the dayanim themselves, I mean... Then the whole din is a joke. The Yadim themselves are going to say, no, the din wasn't a din. I'm saying that's the difference in him, them and like one of the guys. Now, listen to this Teretz now. Listen to this Teretz. All right, this is Teretz number three. What I wanted to get to is Teretz number three. Inami. Yeshloimar. It's true that the Gemara Ksuba says the shliach is like the dayanim, but mekach kayim emes. But the oinah has to be given back. Here also in our Gemara, hachi kamar litkuni shadaticha v'tzorich lahachzir ha'oinah.
So he can't undo the deal.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Our Gemara is saying that even by pachos mishtos, if you sent a shliach, you can say he didn't do my shlichus. The Gemara in Ksubis is saying, and you send a shliach, the mekach kain. Zog Tois, they're both true. About the Mekach Chaim, Pachos Mishtos. The Chiddush of our Gemara was not that I could say to the Shlech, you didn't do my Shlech, because the Mekach is bottle. This he's going to like a lot better. The Mekach is still Chaim because those are the rules, the Mekach is Chaim. However, in as much as we usually assume that Pachos Mishtos, more that the Mekach is Chaim, but Pachos Mishtos, it's more than that. Shtos also the Mekach is Chaim. You got to pay back the money. Pachos Mishtos, I'm at the Mekach is Chaim and I'm Michael the money. That second part of being making the money, that's the part that our Gemara is saying by shliach is not true. I didn't send the shliach, so I can lose money. I want the money back. But if I didn't, that's Chaim, that's Emes. That's what Gemara Ksubis is saying. It's Gevaldik.
I'm glad that I said to you guys, I want to do the deal. I just don't want to pay more, but...
Exactly. Which makes it a little better what's bothering you. Lifted to this diak now. Zok the Atzmus Yosef. Is a diak to prove that it's like Taisus is saying. A diak to prove that it's like Taisus is saying. Why? Because if Rava meant in our Gemara, what does Rava say? Let's read the Gemara. Baha Amar Rava. Amar Rava. Ha da Amran Pachad Mishtos Nikna Mekach Loi Amran Ad Ela Deloi Shav Yishliach Abal Shav Yishliach Amar Lathkuni Shadich Vala Lebsuni. We thought, before we saw the last Teretz in Taisus, we thought that Gemara meant that the whole Mekach becomes bottle. Normally it's Kayin, but when you send the Shliach, it's Batal. That's what we thought it meant, correct? If that was the Chiddush of the Gemara, then Rava should have taught us that didn't even by Shtos, not only by Pachos Mishtos. That Nafkamina is a Nafkamina by Shtos too. By Shtos, normally the Mekach is Kayin. Zogt Rava, but if you send the Shliach, it's Batal. But Rava doesn't say that. Rava only teaches us this din by Pachos Mishtos. Why? Because Rava is not saying the Mekach is Batal. Rava is saying that you get the money back. That nafkamin is only a nafkamin by pachos mishtos, because by shtos you get the money back anyway. You hear the word? It's gevaldik. That's Ms. Yosef. That's what's Yosef. Is Rav is saying, is Rav talking about the Bittul Mekach, or is he talking about getting the money back? If he was talking about the Bittul Mekach, then he should have said it's in even by a shtos. Because that's an afkamina. It's normally kayim, but if it's on the shlech, it's not kayim. Elowat, he doesn't mean that. Avada the Mekach is kayim. Even if it's on the shlech. Nafkamina is getting your money back. Nafkamina is getting your money back. So by shtos, anyway, you're getting your money back. By shtos, even without a shlech, you're getting your money back. That's why Dafka told you the nafkamina, only by pochas mishtos. Because only there, it's an nafkamina between a shlech and not a shlech. So that's very meduyik. Like this, okay, like the last teretz in Tosfos. And Echanam, you'll have to say that the first two teretz in Tosfos, this dig didn't bother them that much. They would have learned, it's a shtikul avdavka, I'm not sure, but it's very nice dig to support the third teretz in Tosfos. You hear that? No? Okay, right. Right.
Before he comes out, before the first terrorist action, there is a right where the
according to that, yeah, it's Machloikas. Called the first Tarets to Machloikas, yeah. Called the first Tarets to Machloikas. Called the second Tarets to Tome Tudum type of Shlichas. Shlichen. And on the third time, it's not a steer at all. It's two parts of the same story.
Two longer in a funny position. Like he made a deal and now the deal got switched. Instead of getting canceled, it gets switched.
Yeah, I'm saying no, now we're just gonna pay back the money that which I'm saying it makes what bothered you guys much better in a way, because all we're saying is that, you know, we normally have assumption of Mechila, and now we don't have assumption of Mechila. Can you hear that? It's not about Bittul Mekach as opposed to not Bittul Mekach. Yeah? It's much better, right? Look, I what bothered you, it's much more geschmack.
How do you fit it in the words? In the words, like, what were the third parents? The guy said to a shliach, I sent you to make things good, not to mess things up.
Right, what he means to say is that normally by Pachas Mishtos, I'm Meichel the money. I'm not Meichel the money. I sent you to. I want the money back. The Mekach remains kind. That doesn't change. His whole, that whole tiny is given to the shliach is only like a bay getting the extra money back. Yeah. You hear that, Ellie? It's geshmaka. All right. Right. So that was the first part of what Rabbi said. Then he says like this. Amron, yes, a mishtos batal mekach. That which we said more than a mishtos, the mekach's batal. Lo amron ella. Deloy Omar Nifligon Bishumo. That's only if he never said we're gonna split it up with the Shuma of the Bezdin. The Beidino. Aval Omar Nifligon Bishumo the Beidino. Mechan Kaim. But if he said we're doing it with whatever the Bezdin says, then the Mechritz Kaim. Did not Shuma da Yonam Shapik Shuts or Siva Shuts Mechan Bato. The Shuma Gamlil I mean Mechan Kaim. So who is he holding like? Obviously, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. That's what Rashi speaks out. Right? Rav is saying, when we say more than a shtosh, it's batel, that's when he never agreed to go by the shum of the Beis Din. But where he agreed to go by the shum of the Beis Din, it's kind of even more than a shtosh, because we all like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. That's what he's saying. Now here we have a couple of problems.
Because
it's based in, yeah, because that's what Shimon Gamliel holds. Mechon Kain means even the Bezdin's off by more. You right, like you said in Amud Aleph, him came by Koyich Bezdin Yofa.
So then why did Mark Suva said they brought down before? Because the Dabke said it was Pachas Mishtos and Mechon Kain.
Where?
Before we're done with the Gemara Ksubas, we try to say that if Beis Din appoints a Shliach and Pachas Mishtos, right, therefore it's going to be Kayim, even in the case of a Shliach, like the Beis Din Shliach. But here, according to this, why say Pachas Mishtos? Even Yosef is Yosef Mishtas. And that is Kayim.
Yeah, yeah. So one second. That good, but that Rav Nachman talking. Rav Nachman passing is like the Chacham.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Rav Nachman. Yeah, right. Rav Nachman, we see from Amral the passing is like the Chacham. And Chanam, you're right. That's why Rashi's learning. Rashi speaks this out. Rava in this statement of the Gemara here clearly is holding like Rav Shimon Gamliel, not like Rav Nachman the passing like the Chacham. Which is a nice smach to the first parts of Tosfos before. Then anyway, Rav is arguing on Rav Nachman in this sugya. That's clear. It's clear from this, according to Rashi at least. Yeah, yeah, right. But here he's saying that I hold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and therefore they cannot go back on the deal, even if it's more than a shtos. Rashi explains about everything I say. Yeah, I really spoke at the Rashi outside. So, Toitz over here, you know, when we have Chazar to say they're on the Toitz in, because we didn't have the previous say on Toitz in, you'll learn it more every style. I'm not going to speak out every part of the Toitz right now, but I want to focus on one. I mean, one thing Toitz doesn't like is that it's clearly coming out in the Rashi that Rabban and Nachman are arguing, which he says it's shver. Okay. But here, the main kasha that I want to bring out from Tosfos is like this. The way Rashi's learning, what's the Gemara saying? Ha damron yesem ishtos. When we said more than a sixth was batel, that's only if they did not say we're going by the shum of the beizdin. But if they say we're going by the shum of the beizdin, then they're stuck. Why? Because of the shum ben Gamliel. Yeah? The problem here is, this is what Tosfos mean, I think, you know, Tosfos Kash and Rashi, is that that Mishnah never said anything about more than a sixth. It said shtos. It didn't say yes or shtos. When you learned that Mishnah, the bottom of it, Aleph, did you assume that Rav Shimon Gamliel meant, even if it's more than a shtos, the Mechir is Kaim? I assume not. I assumed... I mean, it doesn't say it's a mafurish. No, he didn't say anything about more than a shtos, though. He just said, but I'm just saying, the way Rashi is learning our Gemara right now is that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel meant, here, Shalom is a seat. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel meant even more than a shtos, the Mechir is Kaim. That's how you have to read the Gemara according to Rashi. What? Huh? Yeah? So look at that. Huh? Because how do I actually learn the Gemara? The Ha Damron, yes, the Mishnah's Batel HaMekach. Le Amron, except unless they didn't say we're going with Beis Din. They said we're going with Beis Din. Then the Mekach's Kaim. Why? And then the Gemara brings the Machlokes Chacham and Shimon Gamliel, which Rashi explains means to say that Rabbah holds it with Shimon Gamliel. So he's saying, since I hold it with Shimon ben Gamliel, even if the Mekach was, or even if it was up and more than a shtos, the Mekach's Chayim. That's what Gemara is saying, according to Rashi. Did Rav Shimon Gamliel say that? All I see him saying is that if it's a shtos, the Mekach's Chayim, not more. Not more.
He doesn't say anything.
Okay.
So Gamliel says Mekach Chayim.
Well, that's talking about the case we just said.
No.
Why would it
not? So, no, it's his first day back also. He waited for you.
By the way, I'm not surprised.
He waited for you.
You're going
to
get away with
it. I had to call you out there, I'm sorry.
Why?
No, one second.
Just read the words.
Because Pix.
Just read the words. To me, the words. Chum say, if they do less than a shtus or
it's
more.
It's his first day back also. He also waited
less
for
you. Or more.
He had a question.
It's Batel.
Less or more, one second, no.
Less or more
means
less
than the value or more than the value, but it's only 1/6 off. It's not 1/5 off.
Oh, not mishtos.
Yeah.
Not mishtos.
It means in either direction, overpriced or underpriced. That's what it means. You hear the kasha? Jim, you hear the kasha?
Yes, it's a great kasha.
So it comes out, what really the Gemara is saying going to Rashi is, when you made a mistake more than a shtos, and you said we're going with Beis Din, the Mechik's Kaim because we're holding with Shimon ben Gamliel. So Toitz told that that's schwer. We don't find that Shimon ben Gamliel said more than a shtos. He's talking about a shtos. Rashi, I guess, could have learned that. You know, want to see that what he's arguing the Gamliel generally holds. Im kein makoyich bezin yafe, and maybe it's more. But the emes is you don't have a raya. We see.
Wouldn't you think of that?
Because I mean, is it in the davar soif? If bezin's off by a half, it's also okay.
Bezin's off, they're off.
Okay, but it's okay. But you got. But now we're talking about Shimon Gamliel. Oh,
so if he holds that, it's more important to ensure the koyach of the institutional based in.
So Rashi held shtos more than a shtos. There's no nafkamina. Look how he asked the kasha. Look at the kasha inside. Va'oid kasha. I'm skipping to like the middle of Tosfos. Last word of the line is va'oid kasha. Va'oid kasha. You see it? It's Rashi Davis. Vav ayin kuf. Last word in the line in the middle of Tosfos. Vav ayin kuf. Va'oid kasha. What? The very last word on the line in the middle of Tosfos, Rashi Tevez, Vav Ayin Kuf.
It's a different print.
Oh, it is?
I've got it in full.
You have it in full?
First word on the
line. Oh, yeah. Ba'od Kasha, the Lepirish, our countries, Goris Meikara, Rashi's Gears is saying, yes, Mishtos, Bimilsei, Rashi's Gears has, yes, Mishtos. Well, Maisi, right, it's bringing a proof from the Mishnah. It doesn't tell us what would be by more than a sixth. Even Rav Shimon ben Gamliel would agree that the Mekach is bottle. It's not a raya. So you're right, Rashi will have to learn that once Shimon ben Gamliel holds of the Sar, Im Kein Beis Din Yafe, maybe, you know, there's no difference. But Tosfos is saying, you have no raya that the Sar of Im Kein Beis Din Yafe, according to the Shimon ben Gamliel, goes to more than a shtos. So he says, V'chein, l'kach nir l'arbet utam, the Goris Tzibra, it's different gears in the Gemara. V'chein Goris Menach Ananel. V'hoki Garsina. Totally faket from our Gemara. Now, one second. To appreciate the change in the gear, so look back at the Gemara for a second. This Gemara we just read, this Gemara we just learned, look at the next Gemara. The Gemara we just were talking about, according to Rashi, was talking about more than a shtos. The next Gemara is talking about exactly a shtos. V'ha'ad amran shtos kone, v'ma'ach that the mecher is kone, but you have to pay back, lo'yomen el b'mtaltulin, that's only about b'mtaltulin, and therefore you don't have to pay back. That's going on exactly as shtos. So Rabbeinu Tam is going to flip around these two Gemaras. According to Rashi, the Gemara which says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds in the Mechitz Kayim, that's about more than a shtos. The Gemara that says you don't have to pay back there, no, if it's karka, that's about a shtos. Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Tam, we're going to switch them around. So let's see. L'kach near the Rabbeinu Tam. The Goris Ipcha. His Giris is Fakert. Yichen Goris Rabbeinu Chananel. Baruch Yigav Sinem. Ho damar shtus kone umachzir oy no'o loy omen ere de loy omen nifle b'shum ad beidina. Ava omen nifle b'shum ad beidina loy vehevi amekach botel. Fakert. That which we say a shtos to make up his kayin, that's only if they didn't go with Beis Din. But if they did go with Beis Din, then what? Adarabba, even if it's a shtos, not more than a shtos, the makeup's bato. Why? Because we hold like the chachamim, not Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Bahash to my sirai me chachamim, which twice is old again, is much better because that way Rava is actually agreeing with Rav Nachman from Amud Aleph that the aloha is like the chachamim. He's not arguing Rav Nachman. Nachum is his Rebbe, so it's fair to say. Behold, Amar, yes, Mishtos, Batel HaMekach, on that we say loy amen elam mitatli. Abam makakoi, it's chal because by kaka there's no problem of no. Period. The other nekudas and toises you can look up on your own after, but that's the main point. So toises again, two problems toises is fixing. Number one, the way Rashi reads the Gemara, we're bringing a raya from the Mishnah of Shimon ben Gamliel, who's talking about a shtus, to a case of Yosim shtus, which toises all is shver. Number two, Rav is going with the Shimon ben Gamliel, which toises all is shver because of Nachman is Rebbe holds like the Chachamim. To answer both kashas of toises, if they switch it around. When the Gemara was talking about the Chacham Shimon ben Gamliel, it was talking about actually a shtus. And it was saying that even though a shtus normally the Mekach Kayim, if you say we're going to Beis Din, the Mekach bottle. Because Rabbi agrees with this Rabbi Rav Nachman that they love it like the Chachamim, not the Shimon ben Gamliel. And the Gemara that says that the Karak is different than the Medalatel, and that Gemara is about Yoisim Ishtus. And it's saying that even if you're off by Yoisim Ishtus, which is Mamash Oino, by Karak it's Kayim. By Karka, there's ain't no the Karkois. Now, just two more lines to finish off this part of the Gemara. What time is it? Two more lines to finish off this part of the Gemara. You can try to chaz the toys with him because you didn't get a chance to really see them before.
Okay, I'll try to chaz
it. So, Gemara finishes off. Karka's different. And then it says, Loyam run el of the public biluya. When karka, when we say in another kakoyis, that's only if they split it off based on the evaluation of the karka. Yeah? Meaning, you took 100 yards of Idis and I took 200 yards of Zibaris. Because they have the same Shabbos, right? I took more of the bad land, you took less of the good land, and that's how we split it up. So, in another, but, but if we literally split it up with a measuring tape, you know, and you took this chelik and I took that chelik, so then yeshayno. Then we say loy. Then there is a no. Why? Because the rabba, the marabba, called over. Shabamida, shabamichkov, shabaminyan. I feel the pocket of there, not nami choizer. Because once you start measuring something, it's a raya that. Then you're not Michael. You're measuring it means that you know you're getting a specific chelek. And there we say there is a no, no matter what. We actually explained it is that when you're splitting it up based on value, so we understand less than the shtos people are Michael because either the miyachol tzamtzim adomim, you know, you could be slightly off. It's an assessment, but we mamish measuring it out. So then a mistake is a mistake. That's not something I just let go. You know, you measured it wrong. That's how Rashi explains it. Okay, we'll stop here. We have left to do now from this point in the Gemara of Vahodit Nan until the two dots towards the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, and we need to learn the Toisus de Ramaskal Amai and Toisus de Ramaskal Mayri de Malchus. So we'll finish that up tomorrow, including Chazara from today. And by Thursday, we should have Shira finish up the.